Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tramp. Today we're going to be learning the halachas that relate to animals on Shabbos. This is the second part of these halachas in Simon Pei Zion, the 87th chapter in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. In our first section, we looked at a number of topics like carrying on Shabbos, animal gear, reins and leading multiple animals, birds and restraint methods, and animals and non-Jews on Shabbos. Today we're going to look at four additional concepts, and they are feeding animals on Shabbos, who can feed on Shabbos, closing cages, and animal care on Shabbos. Let's jump straight in. Our first concept today is feeding animals on Shabbos. So, a few questions. Number one is, may one measure out barley for animals on Shabbos? One's feeding one's animals, can one take a measuring cup, stick it into the container, and spread out the food, the fodder? The answer is no. One is not allowed to use an exact measure. One can do it more approximately. What's the concern? So measuring is not allowed on Shabbos because that is what is done in the marketplace. Anything which is done in the marketplace is off bounds on Shabbos as well. So one can stick a cup in, but one can't stick a measuring cup in and level it up and make sure it's exact. May hard foods like pumpkins be cut up for animals on Shabbos in order to consume them? The answer is yes, as long as they were picked before Shabbos, not on Shabbos, by a non-Jew, let's say. But if the pumpkins or the food is soft enough for the animal to consume, you're just making it easier, then you're not allowed to cut them up for them in such a case. May one feed animals with hay that was tied with a knot? So it depends. If there's a permanent knot, you cannot untie that. If it was a single knot, one can untie that for the animals as well. Can one place an animal in front of growing grass for it to graze on Shabbos? The answer is yes, because it's pleasurable for the animal, not considered work. Wait a second. Isn't eating grass considered koitzer, which is harvesting that grass? The answer is it is, but by an animal, the isro shavisas behemto. Chazal learned out that the prohibition of having one's animal doing work on Shabbos does not include eating grass or things which are attached to the ground, because that's the animal's natural way of living. That's not considered melacha vis-a-vis that animal. This is one exception. Can an animal graze on grass which has already been cut by a non-Jew on Shabbos? The answer is no, because that grass cut by a non-Jew is considered mukta, because by the time Shabbos came in, it was still attached to the ground. And this is not excluded. So it means to say one may not give it this grain in that case that's been detached on Shabbos. Can you ask a non-Jew to bring the water for the animal on Shabbos? The answer is yes. If the animal has nothing to drink, there's no other option, you can have a non-Jew bring the water, but only through a karmelis. A karmelis is a semi-public domain, which is rabbinically prohibited to carry, because of shvus to shvus b'makom tzar. That is, if you're asking a non-Jew, which is a rabbinic prohibition, to do a rabbinic prohibition in the case where the animal's in pain, that is all right. May a feed bag be hung on the neck of an animal on Shabbos? So it depends. For an adult animal, no, because that's just comfort. It doesn't have to bend over. So don't put it on, because it should just eat normally. But for a smaller animal with shorter necks, it's permitted in the yard when it's not going to carry it out. If it's going to go out in the public, one is not allowed to as well. Are there any restrictions about when feeding hens? The answer is yes. One has to be careful not to throw grain in damp places for poultry, because then the grain might ultimately not be eaten and sprout, and therefore your action was an act of sowing, of planting seeds. May one use a sieve to remove chaff from the feed on Shabbos? The answer is no, because that's clearly a case of borer, of separating. However, if let's say one just doesn't have a container to transport the grain, one can throw it in on the top of the sieve to bring it to the trough, because then the sieve is just acting as a carrier. Can bran be mixed with water for animals on Shabbos to be eaten? The answer is no. And even if the water was added before Shabbos, one cannot mix it to make it into the paste that's necessary for the animals. But if the water was added beforehand, one can pour the mixture from one container to another, which is like with a shinu, unusual way of doing it, then it would be allowed. This concludes our idea of feeding animals on Shabbos. Now we move on to the next topic, which is who can one feed on Shabbos? So may one feed animals on Shabbos that are not raised in one's house? The answer is no. One is only allowed to feed animals which are domesticated and whose feeding is upon one's own responsibility. Are there any exceptions? The answer is yes. If it's a stray dog, we know that, and it's not a vicious dog, one is allowed to feed that because it doesn't need so much food and it's very hard for it to find food. But let's say pigeons or other things that come in and out of one's yard and it eats in many places, one would not be allowed to feed on Shabbos as well. This is important because let's say one is visiting somebody else's house and one wants to take food and give it to their pet, that's not one's responsibility, so one's not allowed to feed other people's animals on Shabbos. Can you feed doves and birds on Shabbos Shira? There's a practice that is related to the fact that the birds sang song on at the time of the Shira Sayam when the nation of Israel went through the sea. And as a function, some people have the minhag, the practice to put out seeds for birds on that Shabbos. So the Kitzur says that's not a correct practice because these birds are not your responsibility and therefore they're not allowed to be fed on Shabbos. However, the Aruch HaShulchan, Rav Michiel Michel Epstein, in his commentary in Halacha, makes the point, and he usually does this, he defends long-standing practices, and he says, look, you're not giving the food to them, that's not the reason why, is because of the doves or the pigeons, you're doing that because of giving shevach, giving praise to Hashem, and that's allowed on Shabbos. In this case, it's not you suddenly had mercy on pigeons this Shabbos, it's that you are recognizing the handiwork of Hashem in this world. Finally, may one invite a non-Jew for a Shabbos meal? The answer is yes. Unlike on Yom Tov, where there is extra preparation, which may be done for the non-Jew, it's more of a concern, but on Shabbos, one is not preparing one's food on Shabbos, therefore, there's not a concern. We move into the next concept, which is closing cages. How does this work? So can an animal be driven back into their cage, or if they go into their cage, can I go and close the door on Shabbos in order that it doesn't escape? So if it is a not trained animal, or it's a trained animal but it's starting to rebel and it needs to be put in back in place, then one may not push it back into its enclosure, one may not close the door because that's considered tzad, that is considered trapping. But if it's a domesticated animal which escapes, can you bring it back to a safe place on Shabbos? The answer is yes, because a domesticated animal which is not rebelling is not subject to the prohibition of tzad, of hunting. How can it be brought back? So it can be prodded and pushed, but it should not be carried. You're not allowed to pick up animals even in such circumstances. Last concept is animal care on Shabbos. A few basic questions when it comes to this. May one assist an animal giving birth on Shabbos? The answer is no. One cannot even hold a newborn when it's birthing. That's not allowed on Shabbos. May one apply oil to an animal's wound on Shabbos? So it depends. If it is a fresh wound and it causes pain, yes. If it's not, then if it's already healing and this is only for comfort, it may not be done. If the animal is suffering from overeating, what can be done for it on Shabbos? You can allow it to trot around in the yard in order for it to recuperate. If it's suffering from overheating or blood congestion, what can be done? One can allow it to stand in cool water to cool it off. But in general, the rule is, if an animal is suffering, whether it's just pain or it's a life-threatening situation, what can a Jew do? So a Jew may not violate any Shabbos prohibitions, including the rabbinic ones, but one may ask a non-Jew to do such things for the sake of the animal. So this requires a little bit of dexterity and careful planning because it's not always so simple in order to be able to look after one's animals in such situations. So with this, we conclude the second part of Animals on Shabbos. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful